Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi, and on behalf of my wife Indira and myself, I would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for 2018 and may God's richest blessings follow you this year. As we embark on a new year, most of our churches spend the first couple of weeks in a time of prayer and fasting. Some churches spend 1 week, some 2 weeks, and I even know of people who go 40 days praying and fasting to start off the year. And that is great. There's some churches who even get together, rent out the Queen's Park Oval and have a huge prayer rally at the beginning of the year to pray for our country, to pray for our churches, our families. And that is great. That is very much needed. Prayer is our biggest weapon as Christians. And if prayer is not a big deal in the church that you go to, then you need to run from that church. That church is just a country club. It's just a social gathering. Prayer is our biggest weapon. So it is great that we spend all this time in prayer at the beginning of the year. And of course, it is something that we really need to be doing throughout the year. But even though we're praying, and even though there's so much prayer, there's so many Christians praying and fasting and warring against the enemy, yet our country just seems to be getting worse and worse. Crime is spiraling out of hand. Domestic violence, child abuse. Last year, for the very first time in our history, we actually got hit by a hurricane. And I remember in the past, whenever a hurricane would threaten Trinidad, Trinidadians would go to the streets of Port of Spain, party, have a good time, because God is a Trini. God is a Trinidadian, and he will not allow any hurricanes to hit Trinidad. Now, of course, God was never a Trinidadian. God has no nationality. But the expression was born out of the fact that Trinidad was such a blessed country. We had no natural disasters. Hurricanes always miss us. And we had a little bit of a crime problem, but it was never as bad as it is now. Yet, last year, for the very first time in our history, we actually got hit by a tropical storm. And nobody, when that tropical storm was threatening, nobody said, God is a Trini. Nobody says that anymore. Everybody knew that that storm was heading straight towards us. Nobody hit the streets of Port of Spain that night, because they knew this one was really coming towards us and it was not going to miss us. What has changed? There was a time when, because of all of the praying people in our country, we, for the most part, escaped a lot of the turmoil that you see in a lot of other countries. What has changed? Somebody will say, well, it's Bible prophecy. The Bible prophesies that in the last days, things will get worse and worse, and there'll be natural disasters, earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars. And that is true. That is true. The Bible does say that in the last days, these things will happen. But do you know that according to the Bible, the last days is not 2017 or 2018. The last days is the entire period from the time Jesus was resurrected to the time he returns. All of that is collectively called the last days. There is nothing ever so special about 2018 that makes it any more last days than the year 2018. And time will not permit me to go into more details on that. But it is not sufficient to blame it on Bible prophecy. Because regardless of Bible prophecy, the Bible teaches us that prayer moves mountains. Effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Whether you're in the last days or you're in the first days, it doesn't make a difference. Prayer is effective. Now, we could never pray against Bible prophecy. We could never pray against God's will. But prayer is powerful. It moves mountains. The prayer of righteous people. Do you know that God did not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sins of the people. Because the sins of the people came up before God, God was angry with Sodom and Gomorrah, and his judgment was ready to be poured out on Sodom and Gomorrah. But that was not the eventual reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. The real reason God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah is because he could not find 10 righteous people. As bad as the people's sin were, if God had found 10 righteous people in that city, he would not have poured out his judgment upon them. It is a biblical fact that the prayer of righteous Christians, righteous people, has a tremendous effect on how that country goes. If you look at countries like Indonesia, countries like Turkey, where there's a very small Christian population, all kind of natural disasters hit those countries. There was a year when Turkey got hit with 2 devastating earthquakes in 1 year. Indonesia, of course, we know that anything that happens, if there's a tsunami, it's going to hit them. Yet Trinidad, for the most part, has been spared from all of these things because there are so many praying Christians. The United States of America has been spared from a lot of these things because there are so many praying Christians in the country. Prayer averts the hand of judgment. So regardless of how great the sins of the people are, as long as there are righteous people standing in the gap, praying to God, interceding, God honors that. But what has changed? What has changed in our country that even though people are praying, and people are probably praying more than they ever prayed before, yet the country keeps getting worse and worse? What has changed? Our country really started to go downhill roughly 15 years ago. And you would find that roughly 15 years ago, something else changed in Christianity. You have a lot of people praying. Very soon, they're going to start advertising their prayer rallies. But I want you to pay attention and listen to the way that they pray. Most likely, and I'm willing to bet everything I own, you're going to hear them pray like this. I decree and declare that this country will be blessed. I bind and loose all the powers of the enemy. I pull down strongholds. I pull down principalities. I speak into the atmosphere. I release God's power. I release the anointing. I release righteousness. I loose the angels of God over this land. I. Do you know which prayer in the Bible does not contain the word I? It's the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Tell me, how many times did you count the word I in that prayer? And the answer is 0. The word we appears once in the prayer, in the phrase, as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you read that prayer, read the words, read the tone, that prayer is all about God. That prayer is God, deliver us from the evil one. God, lead us not into temptation. God, you supply our needs. God, you forgive us. Everything is about him. It's God-centered. Yet listen to the way we pray today. It's self-centered. I do this. I pull down principalities. I repent for the nation. I. It's all about us. If that is not pride, then please inform me, what is pride? If that is not pride, then there is no such thing as pride. Pride is when you put yourself in the place of God. Prayer is supposed to be a time where we focus on God. Everything centers on God. We sing the song, Jesus at the center of it all. But you listen to the way we pray. We have taken Jesus out of the center and we place ourselves. We are at the center of it all. And the Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Is it any wonder that our prayers are not working? anymore. Our prayers used to work, but something changed. For those of you who've been saved 20 years, when you first got saved, did anybody ever decree and declare anything? And the answer is no. This decree and declare myth is something that came up in the church about 15 years ago. I can't trace exactly who started it, but it was only 10, 15 years ago these things really first started coming into the church. Tell me, do you believe that's a new move of God? Or do you believe that's a myth that the devil has planted in the church to dull our big weapons? Prayer is our biggest weapons. And if I had to advise the devil how to attack Christians, I would tell him, change the way they pray. Call some of the biggest names in Christianity, some of the most popular ministers who Christians trust, cause them to start preaching myths that will teach Christians to pray ineffectively. The Bible says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. What if a righteous man prays ineffectively? Will it still work? Well, I could tell you, that's exactly what's happening in our country today. People are praying, they're praying loud, they're praying fervently. They have all of the hand gestures and all of the mannerisms, but their prayers are based on myths rather than truth. They are praying ineffectively. Would you go to war with a weapon that your enemy gave you? Yet, we have all of these myths that the devil has planted in the church, and we are using that to fight warfare against the very devil who gave us these myths. Prayer is our biggest weapon, and what we are seeing happening in the church today, the devil has introduced myths to compromise the way Christians pray. And my wife and I recently wrote a book called Small Devil, Big God, which addresses a lot of these myths that Christians believe that keep them in bondage. And I'll keep you informed as to when this book will be available in Trinidad. Right now it is on Amazon. It's called Small Devil, Big God. But the way we pray today is all based on pride. It's all I. It's self-centered. That is why 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land." That scripture was never meant to be prophetic, but it is such an apt description of the way Christians are in Trinidad today. Our prayers are full of pride, and God resists the proud. Is it any wonder that our prayers are not working? It's because God is resisting our prayers. We're not praying to God, we're praying to ourselves. You listen to the way people pray. I bind this, I pull down this, I loose this. What do you need God for if you could do all of that? God will just take a back seat and say, okay, you heal your own country. If you want God to answer your prayers have to be humble before Him. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking a lot more about that. But for now, I just want to leave you with this. God resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, God will heal our land. Over the next few weeks, you're going to spend a lot of time in prayer and fasting. Don't make yourself the center of prayer. Don't use myths in your prayer time that the devil has planted in the church. Pray to God. Pray to the big God. Let the big God of the Bible be the center of your prayer. Pray the way Jesus taught us to pray. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.